If we are looking for a Quaker who contributed in a wide range of concerns, we need look no further than Bill Oates. He was someone who had a global perspective and showed great integrity in his personal and professional life. This was demonstrated at a gathering of over 700 at the Thanksgiving meeting held after his death. Bill Oates was born in Kapunda, South Australia, in 1912, and educated in Kapunda and Adelaide, completing a Bachelor of Arts degree with first class honours at the University of Adelaide in 1934. He taught at Adelaide High School and then moved to the International School in Geneva, Switzerland, from 1938 to 1940. Being in Europe at that time, he was confronted by the growing threat of war. He had become involved with the Quakers by then, and this encouraged in him a strongly pacifist response. He helped set up an international school in southern France for British children evacuated from Geneva, and then escorted 477 children on a 10-week ship voyage to Australia in 1940. This task showed his love of children and his creative skills as a teacher, as he helped keep them occupied and positive during the trip. When he returned to Australia, however, he was faced with a requirement to register for military service. He wrote to the authorities explaining what he'd been involved in during his time overseas and expressing his wish to be of service to his country without taking up arms. The authorities accepted this and ordered him to undertake service in the area of education. In later years, he reflected on the many dilemmas facing people throughout life and on the need to make choices based not only upon principles, but also upon as much information as possible about options. Focusing on his teaching career, Bill Oates taught in Victoria and then became headmaster of King's College, Adelaide in 1942. His deputy at that school later remarked that Bill showed greater vision as an educator and an understanding of the relationship between freedom and responsibility. He also displayed a strong belief in cooperation, not competition, and a great sense of humour. He continued his own academic education by obtaining a Bachelor of Education degree from the University of Melbourne in 1948, and was awarded the Jacobs Prize for Education for his thesis on the International School in Geneva. Bill Oates married Marjorie in 1941, and they were together for 57 years. He described this as the deepest experience of my life and the most rewarding. They had three children, one of whom, Stephanie, became co-principal of the Friends School with her husband, Lindsay Farrell, in the 1990s. In 1945, Bill Oates began what became a very long term as headmaster of the Friends School in Hobart. He quickly became a positive influence on the school community, staff, students and parents alike, especially through his emphasis on the principles of self-worth and service. As one scholar observed later, quote, "He encouraged the best in you without expecting you to be the best," end of quote. During his term as headmaster, he oversaw the renewal of many buildings and the significant increase in enrolments to over 1,000 students. Even after he retired in 1973, he continued to give active support to the school. In 1970, he was awarded the OBE for his services to education. Outside the school, Bill Oates was Australian president of the New Education Fellowship, a frequent broadcaster on educational, social and religious topics, a teacher at the university, a member of the Parole Board of Tasmania, a lifetime member of Rotary, a fellow and also president of the Australian College of Education, member of a number of Commonwealth inquiries into independent schools, the teaching of Asian languages and school libraries. Not content to rest on his laurels, he also completed a master's degree in education in 1978 and a doctoral degree in history in 1983, both at the University of Tasmania. In the Quaker world, Bill Oates served for some time at the Quaker United Nations office in New York. He chaired Quaker Service Australia, was presiding clerk of Australia Yearly Meeting, as well as serving Hobart Friends in various roles, including clerk and elder. He spent time studying at the Quaker colleges of Woodbrook in England and Pendle Hill in the USA. As a writer, Bill Oates published a remarkable range of books, especially focusing on Quakerism in Australia. He wrote a history of the Friends School, a book about the beginnings of Quakerism in Australia, books about his teaching experiences, stories about the work of Quaker Service, and a book about international challenges to peacemaking. Along with his wife Marjorie, he created the Dictionary of Australian Quaker Biography to ensure the appropriate recording of historical records of the Society of Friends. The dictionary has been placed in the National Library in Canberra, as well as the Friends House Library in London. Music played a central role in Bill's life, and he was especially valued for his skill in leading choral groups in the school and beyond. This is David Purnell, and I've used material from the Dictionary of Australian Quaker Biography, Bill Oates' book Choose Your Dilemma, and newspaper cuttings in the preparation of this talk.